This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Let's go back to the phones. Steve-O in the city. Hi, Steve. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I want to go back to, it was Baldinger, I think it was, talking about how slow the guys were.
Indeed.
And, I want to put a nuance on that. And I don't think it's about slowness as much as it's a lack of quickness. And that equates to a lack of urgency, which I think is really troubling the Niners right now. I think maybe there's a sense of overconfidence that they feel so confident about themselves. You know, Bosa's never been the most energetic guy, and we love him for that. But, you know, Brock Purdy's not the most energetic guy. Kyle's not the most energetic coach. There seems to be this lack of spark that maybe is from overconfidence, and it's translating on the field, and it's translating to a lack of W's.
This is a really interesting comment. Steve, thank you. And I do think this is what we're trying to access, okay? So I think we do this with certain teams. We want people to be outwardly fiery. Like, we want to be able to see it. And I would argue you don't always get to see it. That does not mean the fire's not there. See, I would argue Brock Purdy, what we've learned about him, there's quite an inner fire. There's quite an inner fire there. It comes in a funny package. This is not how we think that fiery quarterback leaders should look like. We don't think they're going to show up looking like they're 17 with a backpack on. That's not what we think of. But that's what we got. But I think that we've learned that there's something on the inside that burns pretty nicely. And that's great. I actually think that that's what you want, no matter if you're talking football or anything in business. You want that accountability, somebody who really has the get up and go. So I don't care what it looks like from the outside, but when the results collectively aren't there, that's when we can start asking questions. And I do think this is a difficult question to ask. It's also a difficult one to answer. But are the 49ers in some way, shape, or form talent or performance deficient, or are they simply suffering from, we think we're better than we are, so we really just kind of need to show up?
That's impossible to determine from the outside looking in. You could look at a team that looks a little bit slow or lethargic or whatever you want to put on there. And I look at the defensive front, and you had two quarterback hits and you had one quarterback sack. And that, no matter who you're going up against, is unacceptable. And I know that Kyler Murray is slippery and elusive and all the rest of it, but you didn't really make him that uncomfortable. And then in the second half, mainly in the fourth quarter, James Conner, he had 12 carries for 72 yards, and that includes his last three carries, which were basically kneel downs, where he just wanted to keep the ball and get ready for the field goal. But beyond that, he was getting you for 7 yards a tote. And so was it all of a sudden hot and you were worn down? Yeah, that's plausible. But, you know, ultimately, time of possession wise, you won the time of possession game again, as you have all five games, and yet you were the team that wore down. Is it because you're not in good enough shape? Do you not have the fire? Do you not have the playmakers up front? What is it? Is it the scheme? Is it the players? Is it the fitness? It's all of the above, in my opinion. And I look at a team for the second straight or the third time in the last three games, second time in three games, where the other team showed more force than you. They showed more will than you. And down the stretch, they made the plays and you didn't.
I don't want this opinion to be real. I really don't. Unfortunately, I think it's two-pronged. It's easy when we watch people on TV and they don't do what you want them to do to just form whatever you want in your own mind about, like, oh, well, Kyle Shanahan called the wrong play. Well, I always look at it and go, I don't even know what the hell he called. I know what I saw.
Right.
I don't know if the play, did the players execute what was called? I don't know. So I don't know, is this all on the player, all on the coach, and in the end it doesn't matter because it's all on all of them, and the people in leadership positions are the ones that have to be most accountable. So that's all fair. But what I'm looking at right now is A, what I see on the field, and then B, what I hear afterward. And this is a bad combo. The bad combo is you're not effective enough on the field, and then after the game in the locker room, you're all lined up to tell everybody about how you're still the best and you don't understand how on earth you lost this game. And in the round these parts, we don't lose the Cardinals. We don't lose the Rams. When you both look bad on the field and then sound arrogant in the locker room afterward, that's when I do start to wonder if you truly are performing on the field without urgency. Because you do kind of, whether you admit it or not, you kind of think you just need to show up. You really do. You kind of, even though you would never say it out loud. You would never even tell yourself this in a private room. But it's that thing in the back of your head that you can't really battle, which is that you still think you're the best team and you just need to show up. And even when something doesn't go right early, we'll rectify it. Don't worry. We're going to fix it. And how long down the road do you go before you get the wake-up call of actually your process is not working and it's not going to be good enough? And the question is will that wake-up call come too late?
Well, hopefully it comes on Thursday, because there are parallels to this in the Warriors season last year where, you know, you tried to find that wake-up call and you struggled early and you kicked four or five games early in the year that you should have won, but you didn't. And a couple against Oklahoma City where you should have fouled, you didn't, and then you shouldn't have fouled and you did. And, you know, Chet Holmgren got you two times and you lost a bunch of games early that you shouldn't have, but it was okay because you got that championship pedigree and then you kept fighting it and you kept chasing it and you wound up in the play-in game and you went to Sacramento and you got boat raced and that was it. End of season, and yeah, 46 wins, nothing to sneeze at. You're right, but you probably should have won 50 if Draymond Green didn't get suspended twice and all the other things we want to look at. You know, the should-haves were greater than the actual dids, and I'm looking at this year similarly where you're 2-3, and yeah, it's not over, and you could beat Seattle fine. You get to 3-3, and you're in first place and all the rest of it, and you might be 7-6 after 13, and you might need to win 3 of 4, and you might do that, and you get in the playoffs, and then you go wherever on the road, and you lose, and we'll all look back similarly and say, well, that Ram game, you should have never kicked that one.
For
and
sure.
That Arizona game, you never should have kicked that one, and so these are the things where, yeah, you've been a team that's been really good, and you've made it deep in 3 of the last 4, and so you've been there, and you know it, and you know you're good enough, but being good enough or thinking you're good enough is not enough. You have to go out there and do it week in and week out, and they haven't.
No doubt. No doubt. I do see parallels with this game Thursday to the game in Jacksonville last year. This has gotten here way too quick. This should not be happening week six, but it is. And if you remember the feeling at that time, three consecutive losses, at least two of them were real head scratchers in the way they went down. You know, it's one thing to miss a field goal in the rain in Cleveland. Okay, get mad about that. Weird game. But then when you're just wholly outplayed with Minnesota and Cincinnati moving the ball the way they did, and then you have a bye. And so you had to sit there and just eat those three losses for 2 weeks. And then you were going to Jacksonville, who was also coming off a bye and was also at that time a pretty good football team. And you thought to yourself, boy, they better look like their old selves, not their current selves, or else we're hitting panic buttons. They came out, they played great, they put together another win streak, they end up in the Super Bowl. I feel that way Thursday night. Like, you are in real, real trouble if you lose this game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And if they win it, it's going to be a big old volume. Even though the Chiefs and Cowboys loom, you could split those games and go into your bye at 4-4, and truly, you're still okay. You're still okay. And who knows? Maybe they win them both. But, like, dude, if you lose this one and you're already 6 weeks in, you'd be 0-4 in the conference,
yep.
0-3 in the division, two games under 500, with Patrick Mahomes getting ready to get on a plane to come to town. Dude, this is, as far as regular season games go, I would argue in the last 4 years, in the NFC championship window of the 49ers and their football, this is a top five regular season game as far as its urgency that we have seen during that entire time.
It's big. It's big. And you go to Tampa out of the bye, which Tampa is better than you thought. And Dallas is actually a team that is still fighting and playing better and coming off a Monday night win where, you know, I don't think you can just wipe off Dallas from your schedule and think that's an easy win. And, you know, you've got five of your final nine on the road off the bye, including a back-to-back Green Bay and Buffalo on the road.
Yep.
I mean, you want to like bank some wins early if you can, because it gets tough after the bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.